Whistleblower Report, exposing lies, deceptions, and all that has assaulted our way of life. We must take back our freedom and live as God designed in a free America that honors our Constitution and our Creator. Our experts in medicine, ministry, law, military, environment, and education empower us to grow together as a nation. For such a time as this, the Whistleblower Report offers truth and solutions. Welcome to the Whistleblower Report. This is Dr. Lee for America with Truth for Health Foundation. And today, our international team, Dr. Mike Eden from UK and Dr. Jonathan Gilthorpe from Sweden, and I will be talking about some of the news headlines about what's going on with the World Health Organization massive push towards the pandemic treaty, usurping all of our freedoms, all of our choices about medical care, treatment options, mandatory vaccines being pushed, and altering the food supply, cutting back on farming and meat production, all under the guise of One Health and the Marxist dictator Tedros, with no medical training, in control of all of that. Your life, your freedom, your health is at stake. And this is time to stand against the WHO pandemic treaty through all of your elected officials, all of you listening around the world. And the fear mongering, the drumbeat of fear, using avian flu or H5N1 is being used to justify the tyranny of the WHO pandemic agreement. We'll be talking more about that. And what is the reality of avian flu? It really turns out that there are very effective existing treatments. You don't need to be cascading into the pit of despair and fear and giving in to tyranny and giving in to experimental vaccines. The simple antibiotic doxycycline, which many of you may have taken over your lifetime, works well against avian flu. And this may be the time to think about asking your doctor for a prescription to have on hand of this trusty antibiotic that covers all kinds of microorganisms, from anthrax to plague to tularemia to Q fever, malaria, Lyme disease, avian flu, mycoplasma, and a whole host of organisms that wreak havoc with our health. So this is a great tool to have in your toolbox to start off on a message of a solution for the fear coming at you. And we also want to bring you further discussion of a warning from a professor emeritus of Osaka University Medical School in Japan, Professor Inoue, and his warning about the dangers of the COVID shots, the dangers of the mRNA, self-replicating mRNA vaccines that are not vaccines. They're gene therapy agents of destruction and toxicity for your body. And the fact that they are self-replicating makes them even more ominous and dangerous than the first edition of the COVID shots. And Professor Inoue is warning the world that Japan's reputation for quality is being used as the Trojan horse to hide the nefarious agenda of destruction with ramping up production of these self-replicating mRNA shots in Japan and misleading the world. This is a warning that all of you need to heed and pay attention to as our scientist experts, Dr. Gilthorpe and Dr. Yeadon, discuss this in more detail. So thank you for joining us on the Whistleblower Report today. Dr. Yeadon, you have really dug into Professor Inouye's report, and I want to ask you to explain that, but we want to start with both you and Dr. Yeadon on the ground in Europe discussing the dangers again of the WHO pandemic treaty and all that you know about the avian flu, just to reiterate the warnings from our last show about how this is being used. And then we'll go into how that ties in with Professor Inouye's warning.
Yes, Dr. Lee, shall we just give a brief resume of what Dr. Inouye said, I think, for the basis of discussion? This is a very important statement he made, and it was publicized. I saw it by someone goes by the name of Aussie17 that writes something called the Pharma Files. He's based in Australia, and I guess he's from the industry because he's very knowledgeable. And he provided a transcript of Professor Inouye's speech, which was quite short. But this is a retired professor from a professor emeritus. That means he's still linked to the university, but he's beyond retirement age. This is quite common in academia that people carry on in their speciality after their official retirement age, but, you know, carry on working. And he's a molecular pathologist and a medical professor, so he knows what he's talking about. Obviously, had a lifetime career in this field. And what he said was essentially that what we repeat weekly, that the COVID-19 pandemic was a false pretext used by the WHO and I think others, of course, to drive vaccination of all people in the world. And the plan was set up to shorten the time to develop vaccines, usually takes 10 years to less than a year using Operation Warp Speed. But this operation was used to cover up the misconception that these were genetic vaccines. These weren't traditional vaccines. And under the pretext of saving time, this tremendously dangerous method was selected and used because it's the only one that could, you know, generate a product in that time frame. Because this completely new method had never been applied before in human history, it's impossible, therefore, for most doctors to give proper informed consent. However, due to the irresponsibility of government and media campaigns to promote the vaccines, 80% of the Japanese population have been vaccinated. He said further that, unfortunately, 7 shots have now been given so far in Japan. This is the most and worst in the world. And he believes that the fraudulent use of this experimental gene therapy given to healthy people and particularly to healthy children is an extreme violation of human rights. However, he went on to say that the Japanese Minister for Health, Labour and Welfare, whose name is Kaizo Takimi, has been insisting there is no serious concern about the injury caused by genetic vaccines. So this is a pattern we see in every country in the world. This has to be coordinated top down, likely through the WHO, in order to suppress the truth, I would say. And said, he said then, without learning from the current situation of the number of injured patients, they plan to construct new vaccines, which is these self-amplifying RNA vaccines you mentioned, in preparation for the next pandemic. So we're told by the WHO we're going to have a new pandemic. So this shows that they're gearing up for that to produce these, you know, same toxic therapies before the pandemic has even appeared. And therefore, it's a plandemic. It's not a pandemic. He said, this is an unbelievable, crazy situation. The Japanese government is the first in the world to approve this new type of vaccine called self-replicating vaccines and plan to start supplying it in the fall or winter using the infrastructure that's already been built and a huge amount of funding that the Japanese government has provided. So I think Mike is much more expert in this area to comment on how this could be done in time. But that's basically what Professor Inouye said in the first half of his speech.
Yeah, I can pick up from that. So, yeah, so the professor points out that, as you said, and I definitely take this view that a fake pandemic is what we had in 2020, and we're going to have further fake pandemics. That we can argue all day about whether or not there was a new pathogen, whether acute respiratory illnesses were even caused by viruses or not. And I don't propose we do that. I think what we all agree is there never was a public health emergency. There were lies on your TV, your politicians, your public health people. And what they did to make that real was to misdiagnose regular illnesses that people had, which were worsened by the stress that they felt given the fear propaganda pouring out at them from every direction, tech, radio, TV, newspapers, and so on. So this inappropriate test called PCR was provided the solution for this global takeover, which is what it is, to misattribute all manner of illnesses as COVID, and then use rapid rollout of all of these testings to say, look, there are more cases than ever, and everybody who was positive in this test and then subsequently died of anything was called a COVID death. So that's your pandemic, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, having declared a pandemic fraudulently, the WHO, in my view, I think it was March 2020, almost every country I've looked at changed its medical protocol so that care home subjects were injected with sedative drugs like midazolam and morphine, and many stopped breathing. And in hospitals, they were rushed onto ventilators, so intubated, sedated, and ventilated. And that's an aggressive procedure that kills a lot of people, and so on. So that's your pandemic. That was the huge pulse of deaths, all-cause mortality increases. But it wasn't caused by a pandemic. It was caused by the planned response to the fake pandemic. The fact that they can tell you there's going to be another one, that must wake everybody up. When they're not mind readers, how can they possibly know that some event in the future is going to occur? They can't. So they're planning it. And then Professor Inoue points out that the good name of Japan for quality and diligence in manufacturing is going to be used to drive high product manufacturing from that country. And it'll be, oh, well, it's Japanese, it must be of good quality. And he said he's visited some of these factories, and they are indeed making these materials that could never be administered safely to a human. So this is specifically in my area of expertise, and I've been speaking out for years about it, that if you inject a human being with a genetic code for a protein that does not belong in you, and none of them do, then your immune system will recognize it's been invaded and attack and kill every cell that's taken this material up. So just listen to what we've said, that it was not a pandemic. There was a deliberate policy of frightening people to death. And then under the guise of this non-medical, wasn't a public health emergency, but under its guise that the a pretense that there was, to rush this awful material, which they'd cooked up in, I think, in about 10 months instead of 10 years, and jab it into people. And I'm telling you, as a 30 plus year veteran, retired veteran of the pharmaceutical industry and research, that these materials were designed to injure, kill, and damage fertility. And I know that sounds outrageous, but I've been saying it for years, and no one has countered me, or censured me, or indicted me, injuncted me to stop. So I know I'm right, and other people have said the same thing. And that is essentially what Professor Inoue said. He said these are inherently dangerous. And in Germany, Professor Sigrid Bachti, also a retired professor of microbiology at University of Mainz, has been saying exactly the same thing. So it's multiple countries. We are saying the same thing. We are under assault. Humanity is under assault. And it's not just the pandemic. You will notice around you, things are going to hell in your country in terms of food production, the stability or lack of the economy, movement of people across borders in a way that's unprecedented. I'm afraid all of these things are linked. We've seen old documents that talk about using fear and propaganda to corral people into doing what they, you know, what the those in charge of this, the people I call the perpetrators, what they want. And they want to deprive you of your freedom, and I think ultimately your life, if you let them. And so I'm very fearful that they will pretend there's another pandemic, which there won't be. It'll just be fear again. And the end game, I think, will include being required to be injected with these new materials, which I've said before any was authorized for use, although I think the authorization itself was fraudulent. But the authorization at the end of 2020, I and other people had put in writing what I've just told you. And so 3.5 years later, we are seeing the consequence of that, which we could detect before they had begun to roll out these injections. So I'm still speaking out because we are still in this fight. We are still under attack. And I think another phase is opening up, as Dr. Lee mentioned, with the WHO pandemic treaty. Our governments have somehow or other, through bribes or threats, agreed to sign over, essentially sign over our sovereignty to a single global body of people who are neither competent nor good. And I'm fearful that they will misuse that power. That's the whole idea, to say, hey, there's a pandemic. You all have to do A, B, and C. And C will include you rolling up your sleeve and receiving an injection of this material, which is designed to harm or kill you. Anyway, so I'll take a pause, Dr. Lee and Dr. Guilforth.
Mike, I just wanted to follow up there. I mean, I think it's very good that you say you may be wrong about the fact that these were designed to be toxic, designed to do harm. But even if that wasn't the case, that this was an accident, the data has been available now for 3 years or more since the trials were conducted, actually, to show that these were toxic and harmful. And at that point, everything should have been stopped.
Yeah, fact, so you're right.
Still,
so yeah,
still continuing.
That's right.
If people
doubt that the original motive was to harm, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But as you said, Jonathan, even if it was an accident, the reason, another reason one could be sure that it was deliberate was that as soon as that data emerged, people pointing it out were immediately censored and deplatformed. Yeah. So they knew that what was going to happen, or if they didn't, when they learned it, they immediately turned to censorship instead of to rescue. So
exactly.
I'm afraid our authorities are not to be trusted, and it's I'm almost 64, and until the pandemic, I would call myself a normal person. I listened to the media, read the papers, voted every 4 years, and thought the governments were at worst incompetent, but at least inclined to do the right things for their citizens. And I no longer believe that.
Well, I think, Dr. Yeadon, we've already seen that none of our governments did the right thing for the citizens with the COVID declaration and the carry out of the COVID tyranny. But also, I don't think it's that we are fearful that they will use another fake pandemic. I think they already are doing it. And I think that is a reality. You see the declaration of avian flu as an emergency in birds used as an excuse to kill and slaughter our food supply of chickens and egg-laying hens. And now they're claiming that it's moved into cattle and they're going to use that, they already are, as a means of slaughtering cattle, when that is not a reason to get rid of these herds of our food supplies in the various animals that are being targeted. And in addition, they used the fake pandemic of COVID, claiming, lying, saying it was transmitted without symptoms, lying with the PCR test. They used that as a trial run to see how quickly people would submit to the tyranny and the fear mongering. And it was like all of our countries, people around the world just rolled over immediately. It's terrifying to see how successful they were.
I remember we discussed a few weeks ago some seminal experiments after the Second World War that gave them, I guess, optimism that that would happen. That in brief, experiments, people comply with authority figures. They even do things they know are wrong if authority figures instruct them. And also, people tend to follow what their peers are doing. So if they think their peers are doing a certain thing, even if they're not in agreement with it, they generally follow it. And those two things, and there are others, goes a long way towards explaining these horrible dystopian long lines of people waiting 2 meters apart outside these jab centers. I'm not sure if I actually cried, but I certainly felt like it when I saw that happening, because I knew it was not good, and I had already been trying quite hard to warn people. But you know, your punishment, I'm afraid, if you do that, is that you're deplatformed, wherever you are, and censored and smeared. So not that I mind about being smeared, but I'm very frustrated that I've not been able to reach as many people as I would under any other circumstance.
I quite agree, and we are experiencing the same censorship that you are. It seems that those who are sincerely speaking the truth based on the data and who have no financial ties to any group or any agenda, which includes all three of us, are the ones who are being most heavily censored.
Yeah. No, and I invite, I'm sure our listeners are already discerning or they wouldn't be here, but if you consider, if you get contradictory messages, it's always worth thinking, is there a motive for the person to be saying what they're saying? And obviously, if you're paid by an organization or you're an employee of an administrative structure or a corporation, of course you have. You know, those of us who've been in employment recognize that, you know, if you have to make some kind of statement internally or externally, you'll do what you're told, you know, until the point where you think, I can't stand this anymore, and you resign. But people who are free agents and are making no money and have received nothing but censorship and smearing, they're pretty unlikely to be saying what they're saying for any other reason than they sincerely believe it. And that's true of all of us here.
Absolutely true. And one of the things I'd like to get in before we go to break is both you and Dr. Gilthorpe talking about the dangers of these self-replicating mRNA shots. Because Dr. Eden, before we began, you made a comment about the distribution of this mRNA throughout the body and how the foreign protein triggers our body organs and tissues to engage in an autoimmune attack on ourselves. So would you explain more about that for our listeners before we go to break?
I'll just repeat that and then maybe invite Jonathan to say a little bit, if he can, about the self-replicating materials. I'm a little less familiar with that, although in concept it would be, you know, to do more of it. But just to say again that your body has an immune system that is constantly surveilling your insides. And in my case, my T cells, B cells, my immune system is looking around my body and saying, yep, that's my, yep, that's my, yep, that's Mike. And if it spots something that shouldn't be there, that's not me, that's not Mike, the immune system recognizes it. It's been trained when I was in my mother's womb to distinguish myself, which it would recognize, for something that's not self. That's the key distinction in immunology. It's the key lesson, immunology 101. So whenever your body manufactures something, a viral protein, or anything that has been encoded in these genetic injections, wherever that process occurs in your body, whether it's in your heart or in your eye or in your ovary, your immune system recognizes that as non-self. That should not be there. And it sends its shock troops to kill the cells that are expressing this non-self material. It's called autoimmunity or host protection, or immune surveillance, things like that. So I'm saying that by design, these materials are unsafe. That it's not, they might work and they could be unsafe. They don't do anything except create danger. So that's why straight away I was very alarmed. And that's exactly what's happened. And so I think the reason why there have been so many different kinds of side effects from the same kind of injections is explained by that simple process. It depends where in the body the material distributed after it was injected into somebody, wherever that went, how it was taken up and copied. Well, that could produce a minor effect somewhere that you wouldn't perhaps notice, or an effect that could stop your heart or have an effect on neurological functions, or it could, unknown to you, delete your ability to have children. Depends on which bit of your body the shot has gone into. But Jonathan, I haven't really looked into anything about self-replicating, other than that sounds like another level of pathologically mad thing to do. But maybe you can help us.
Yeah, sure, Dr. Mike. Yeah, I mean, what this is it's an evolution of the technology that's already been unleashed and deemed to be safe under COVID. But now they've quickly iterated this to another level of advancement, if you like. So what a self-amplifying RNA is a piece of RNA which is like the viral genome that it was derived from. You cut out a lot of pieces that are used to make the various viral proteins, but you put in there your sequence for your whatever you want to make your, you know, vaccine in inverted commas against. So what this uses is parts of, it's usually based on something called alpha virus, which is the toga virus family. These are RNA viruses that create, you know, associated with various diseases like Semalicki Forest virus is one that's well known, Ross River virus. I mean, they're usually kind of encephalitis, they infect the brain. Venezuelan equine encephalitis is one that's, well, not well known because not many people have heard of it, but it's, you know, it is within the scientific field, I would say. So they essentially got a virus. They stick in a sequence that your body is now going to make. But what the virus sequences do are enable that virus to replicate itself in your cell, because they also encode the viral proteins that are needed to replicate that RNA. So what this does for the company, it makes them, they need to make less RNA to put into their nanoparticles, because when that is taken up by your body first replicates the virus or the RNA and then makes the proteins. But this means the whole system is a whole step more unregulated, and you've also put a bunch of other proteins into the body at the same time as this, whatever they're, you know, added to this sequence that would not normally be in Ross River virus or Venezuelan equine encephalitis virus. So there's the risks associated with this are a magnitude of 10 higher, I would say. But it's just been, you know, swept out like, hey, this is the next greatest thing we can inject into you. You must say no.
Yes, you must say no, ladies and gentlemen. There is nothing going on in the world that for which this will be an improvement to your health. If you're, I would say, if you're a relatively healthy person, you do not need to fear these diseases they're talking about. If you just think back from through your life, you know, if you're, say, you're 40 and in good health, how many 40-year-olds in good health have you known in your 40 years to have sickened badly enough to die of an influenza-like illness? And in all probability, the answer is no. None of zero. And well, that's what's going to happen this time. You do not need to fear what's going on. Those who are elderly and frail, yes, I imagine this information could be really frightening, because you already know you want to go out of your way to avoid colds and flu because they can carry you off. But I would say these materials are not vaccines. They have not been evaluated properly in the normal way. They're using fake words to suggest. The FDA has looked at these things. I'm afraid everything has been subverted, and I would not allow any physician who wanted to inject me, especially with one of these warp speed materials, to come anywhere near me. So I would just I would stick with your vitamins and minerals and good diet, get fresh air, company, very important, faith, and do not be, I'm reminded that one of the most common exhortations in the Bible is do not be afraid. And, you know, I'm just an ordinary PhD guy, but I would say, do not be afraid, be outraged if anything, but do not be afraid and do not allow these people to steal your freedom and that of your children and grandchildren.
I think that's an outstanding summary from both of you, and I really appreciate it. I'm already seeing in my medical practice the consequences of the autoimmune damage in patients every single day after they've gotten the COVID shot. So what you say as scientists is playing out in the patients in my medical practice who got the COVID shots. And the idea of taking anything that is going to be self-replicating in the body, constantly creating more damage. We already have a new study that shows that the COVID shots that have been given persist with spike protein detectable in the body more than 245 days after the last shot. That's with the existing COVID shots. That doesn't count this new sudden push to create self-replicating shots that will continue to create these abnormal proteins, and we have no idea what they are, as Dr. Eden just said. It is devastatingly damaging. And I think for all of us, the important thing is that what Dr. Eden said in his summary remarks is that we all need to stand against the WHO tyranny, our government tyranny, medical tyranny, forcing experimental shots into our bodies without informed consent, that are known to be dangerous and deadly based on the worldwide data. And focus on faith as the foundation of your health, and your health is your greatest wealth. That is really our bottom line for today's whistleblower report. We will have more resources for you on truthforhealth.org, vaccine injury treatment, COVID long COVID treatment, COVID early treatment, COVID hospital protocols, vaccine injury protocols, vaccine injury reporting, and also how you can put together the components of your health and resilience plan. So check out our resources at truthforhealth.org. Join our crusade, stand against this evil, and turn back to God, who is ultimately in control. And our trust needs to be in Him, and acting in faith in this world, trusting God's design of our body and our actions to stay healthy. This is Dr. Lee for America and our international team, Dr. Mike Eden and Dr. Jonathan Gilthorpe. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back again with another Whistleblower Report.